Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, baby. It is time for the No Prize Pick'em Challenge. We do it every Friday at 11 o'clock on the Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM KMOX. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji. And here's the deal. We're just going to go through a handful of NFL games on Sunday. And whoever gets the most games right wins. And you know what you get? Nothing.
That's right.
So let's bring in our participants for today. First, it is Jason who is with us, listener Jason on the show. Good afternoon or good morning, Jason. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on here.
I am understanding that you are a postal employee.
That is correct.
Okay. And you listen to the show while you're at work?
I listen to it every day since I found it on 104.1. I love it. I love your guys' show. They actually used me for a commercial on there that I didn't realize until I was driving along on my route and I heard my voice on the radio.
Wow. Well, guess what? You know what you get for that? The same exact
Nothing.
Prize you
That's
get.
Right.
That's right. You get the same
That's
exact
right.
prize you get for being on this thing if you win.
I mean, if anything, we're good for nothing.
That's right. We are also joined, and Jason, you get to participate against former All-Star and Gold Glover, Tom Pagnozzi, who is on the show today. How's it going, Tom?
Great, guys. How are we doing?
Oh,
great.
We're doing great. We're ready to go here. Amy and I are excited about this segment. We always are. So here's the deal, fellas. We're going to go through about eight games or so to see how many we can get through. All we're going to ask you for is to pick the winner. Tell us who's going to win each game, and then you can give us a reason why you think that team is going to win, even if the reason is silly. It doesn't matter, whatever you think. And then we will use the Sunday night game as the tiebreaker. So you will pick the winner of that game and then give us the total amount of points you think will be scored in the game. All right? So very, very simple. Here we go. Let's start with the first game. It is the Vikings and the Steelers. Both these teams are 2-1 on the season. Aaron Rodgers, the Steelers quarterback. The Vikings, they should be 1-2, but they're not. They are 2-1 right now. Jason, who's going to win this one?
I'm going to have to go with the Vikings on this one.
All right. Is it the purple? You just like the purple?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I get that. All right, Tom Pagnozzi, who wins the Vikings-Steelers game?
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
All right, Pittsburgh behind Aaron Rodgers.
Well,
whatever. Yeah,
I know. Right. Okay,
I hate him.
I know you do.
I hate him so much.
Well, he looks a little unkempt, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of the time.
I don't think the Bears have ever beaten him.
This is hard for me because I do love the Steelers, but I think I am going to go with the Minnesota Vikings.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Even though I'm not a huge fan of the purple, TBH.
Honestly, I don't know who I want to win this game. I don't know who I want to win. I think the Steelers will win this one. You know what? I have to root for Aaron Rodgers. I have to. Pittsburgh,
wow.
I'm picking them to win. I need the Vikings to slip to 2-2 because we know what's going to happen with that other game. We'll get to that later. But I need Minnesota to lose here. All right. It is the Commanders and the Falcons. Washington is on the road. They will play the Falcons at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Jason.
Oh, this is a tough one. I think I'm going to go with the Falcons.
All right, you're taking Atlanta. Tom?
Washington.
Washington it is. Washington's pretty good.
I am going with Mr. Pagnozzi here. I am going with the Washington Commanders.
guys, I'm going with all of you. Well, the exception of Jay. I'm going against Jason here.
Yeah.
Washington Commanders win on the road. I think that will be a good one. Now, here's an interesting one. I think I know what's going to end up happening. The Detroit Lions are hosting the Cleveland Browns. Remember, the Browns just beat the Packers, who are a really good team, by the way. They just beat them in the last second. So, Lions, Browns in Detroit. Jason?
I'm definitely going with my Lions.
What, your Lions?
Well, I mean, I like them because they just lose all the time, and I just, they're like the underdog for me.
All right. Pags, what do you think?
I'm right there with Jason. You feel for those guys. They've been so bad for so long, and they're tasting victory once again.
Yep, Detroit Lions.
I feel like if I played football, I would run through a wall for Dan Campbell.
Would you bite some kneecaps or no?
I would bite some kneecaps. I would run through multiple walls like the Kool-Aid man, so I'm picking the Detroit Lions.
All right. The Detroit Lions it is. So, we have all gone with the Detroit Lions on this one. I hate to say it.
Wow, boring. I know.
I'd like to see the Lions drop one here, but I just don't think it's going to happen. Unfortunately for me, this is a really good game. I love this one. They both have potential Super Bowl quality. The Buccaneers hosting the Philadelphia Eagles. Both teams are undefeated, Jason.
I am going with the Buccaneers over the Eagles.
Wow.
Go with Tampa Bay. Wow. How come?
That's my upset of the week.
Oh, that's your upset of the week?
Because you like Pirates?
Well, I mean, I just think that's the game right there. I think everybody's going to go for the Eagles, but I think Tampa Bay's going to pull it out.
Oh, that's not a bad thinking process. All right, Tom Pagnozzi.
I'm going with the Bucs because I do not like Philly or the Eagles.
That's great.
I'm in the same boat.
We'll find out later.
What's your problem with Philly?
Is it the fans or something?
I'm a Cowboy fan. Cowboy fan.
Oh, you're a Cowboy fan. Okay.
Huge Cowboy fan. So, you know, you can't like Philadelphia. It's just, and the city's, you know, it's a great city if you're a visiting player. It's not so much if you're the opposing player. They're rough.
That's what I was wondering. What's it like playing there as a visitor? I guess if you're struggling and you play for their teams, they're all over you.
Oh, absolutely. When they boo Santa Claus.
Yeah, they boo Santa Claus. Absolutely right. They're hurling Duracells at people.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. That's why I'm picking the Eagles.
You're picking the Eagles.
That way, Andy.
Get your Vaseline and lube up those lampposts.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, they're not going to do it. They're not going to climb the lampposts yet.
You never know.
They have to get to the Super Bowl first. I'm going with Tampa Bay on this one. I think the Buccaneers win at home. They are the underdog, a 3.5-point underdog if you're into that sort of thing. Okay, so that's a good one. I'm going to skip this. I was going to ask you about Titans, Texans, but that game's going to stink. You know what? Screw
it.
Let's go with it. Titans and Texans, both teams are winless.
Yes.
Neither team has won. Remember, everybody talking about C.J. Stroud and how good of a quarterback he is. He hasn't won yet. So the Texans host the Titans. That will be on Sunday. Jason?
I'm going with the Texans just because they're at home. I mean, that's the only really reason.
Yeah, that's a great
reason. All right,
reason.
That's fair enough. Tom Pagnozzi.
Can I call it a tie?
You can.
Two bad teams. I'll take Houston just because they're at home, but I hope it ends up in a tie.
We'll see if it does. I guess you never know. It does happen.
Well, since it's two franchises of futility at the moment, I feel like you have to pick the saddest outcome, which would be the home team loses. So I'm going with the Titans.
You're going with the Titans.
Yeah.
I am.
There you go.
I am also going with the Tennessee Titans on the road. And it's just because I got a buddy who's a Titans fan and nothing good ever happens for him. So I hope he has Sunday. I just want him to have Sunday, you know? All right, Colts, Rams. This one happening in L.A. The Colts are undefeated. L.A. is 2-1. Jason?
I'm going to go. I hate to say it. I'm going with the Rams.
Oh, no.
Oh,
you're going with
I know.
Unbelievable. Uh-oh.
I threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Yep. Yep. The Rams it is. Tom Pagnozzi.
Well, I have their running back in fantasy, so I need the Rams to roll.
Wow.
I know it's not a popular call in St. Louis, but I'm going to go with the Rams.
Uh-oh. Well, once we heard you were a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
All
a
bets
Cowboys
were off.
Fan.
It all went bad. It went bad then, right?
It went south.
You just made every Cardinals fan is so sad because Tom Pagnozzi just said he loves
that's
the Cowboys.
Never meet your heroes. Yeah. That's what they tell you.
Yeah, don't meet your heroes. And he's rooting for the Rams? Oh, no.
My first favorite Cardinal player of all time.
Oh, thanks. Sorry to disappoint.
All right, Amy, who are you picking?
Well, I'm picking the Colts. I like Indianapolis as a city. I think they've done a fine job. They're great at hosting conferences.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm also picking the Rams.
Gross.
Rams are going to win that game. They're going to go to 3-1. Both teams will be 3-1 after that. This is a really good one that's going to happen. Ravens and Chiefs, and amazingly, both teams are 1-2.
Wow.
It's incredible. Both teams 1-2. Jason?
I'm definitely going with the Chiefs. I've never really liked the Ravens or any Baltimore team. There's no reason. I just don't like Baltimore teams. Plus, I mean, the Chiefs, come on.
Fair. Totally fair. Tom Pagnozzi.
Baltimore.
Wow. Both these teams are so much better than 1-2.
I
know it.
I'm with Jason. Like, I cannot stand Baltimore teams. I don't know why. I don't like them. I don't like the Ravens. I don't like the way their uniforms look. I am picking them, though. I am picking the Ravens.
Over the Chiefs. I thought you were picking the Chiefs.
No.
I thought you were about to say that. Oh, wow. Okay. I'm with you guys, with Tom and Amy. I am also picking the Baltimore Ravens on the road. I think they're just really good. And
even
Kansas City is still good. Even with their poor tackling, they're going to win. Yeah. Lamar Jackson's going to have a big afternoon. All right, this one stinks. The Bears are on the road facing the Raiders in Las Vegas, Jason.
This is for you, man. I'm going with the Bears.
Whoa. Yeah. That a boy?
Whoa. The Bears.
That a boy?
He sacrificed himself on the author of a altar. Altar of fandom.
The Bears altar. Tom Pagnozzi, what do you think between the Bears and the Raiders?
The Bears.
Yeah,
wow.
Tom.
Yeah.
Let's go. Oh, man, it's going to be lit.
Yeah, this guy.
So the Bears-Raiders play at the same time as the Chiefs game is on, 325.
Wow.
Yeah, so
there you go.
I'm going to have to go find a place to watch it.
You're going to have to find a place to watch
it. Or I'm going to have to pirate it because I'm not giving the NFL money for Sunday ticket.
Well, the Bears are going to lose to the Raiders.
Oh, shut up.
They are. They're going to lose. I'm sorry. So I'm going with the Raiders.
Nope. Bears
I'm going
win.
Against Parkway West against the Bears.
Amy's picking Vegas. I am obviously picking my beloved. The Bears are going to win on Sunday. Book it, baby.
Okay.
And they're going to move to 2-2. They should be 3-2. They should have beat the Vikings. Come on, man. All right. Last game. It is the Packers and Cowboys. This is the Sunday night game, so you have to give us the winner and then the total amount of points scored, Jason. And by the way, the over-under in this one is 47.5, to give you an idea.
I've always been, to the kid, a Dallas Cowboys fan as well, like Pegs. But I'm going to go with the Green Bay Packers over Dallas.
Uh-oh.
I know it's the homecoming of the guy that they just traded for, so that's going to be a pretty cool game to watch, actually, to see how that all goes down.
How many points?
I'm going to say 30.
30 total points. Okay, that's a low-scoring game.
Wait, 30 total?
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
Wow.
All right, Tom, what do you think?
Well, the Cowboys are going to roll. They're finally going to show up. They're going to roll. They're going to give up probably 30 and score 40. So 70.
Whoa! 70 points. Holy mackerel.
See?
That is a total.
Wow.
All right.
So I thought I was shooting high here. Because I have 62 total
points. Holy
I had that written down already, but 70. But I'm doing 62 and the Cowboys.
You are picking the Cowboys.
That's right.
That's right.
So I am also going to pick Dallas, even though back deep in my mind, I know it's not going to happen. I cannot root for Green Bay right now. I cannot do it. I hate them. And just, I can't. So I'm picking Dallas, 50 points. I'm taking the over.
Wow.
50 points.
Look at this spread, 30-70.
So there it is, Jason.
I'm either going to be last or first.
that's right. Jason,
my feeling is the only way the Cowboys can win, they're going to have to score 40 because they're giving up 30.
You know what? That is absolutely right. Their defense is not good, but they can score.
Swiss cheese,
baby. Can I say one thing before you go?
Yes.
I was a Cardinals baseball fan since a kid, and I just remember Pegged and Jack Clark was my first memories as a Cardinal, and I just want to say thank you for all the great memories.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
How about that? Awesome. Jason, thank you for playing. Good luck in the postal world. Don't go postal.
Oh, my gosh.
Just be postal. Oh, you know what I mean?
Oh, my
God. And thank you for listening to us. And you know what you get if you win?
A big old lot of nothing.
That's right.
That's right.
Thanks very much, Jason. And Tom Pagnozzi, it was great to talk to you. Thank you for being with us today. And, you know, hopefully this was fun. Of course, you get nothing. You're the celebrity, so you don't get anything for being a part of this.
Absolutely. Enjoyed it. Had a good time. And now let's see who wins it.
All right. That's right.
Let's go. Tom Pagnozzi, former Cardinal, All-Star, Gold Glover, with FanDuel Sports Network as a studio analyst. We really appreciate you. Thank you, Pags.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
That is Tom Pagnozzi.
Love it.
With us.
I love everything about it except for the Dallas Cowboys thing, but love it.
I have to pick Dallas.
Yeah.
I have to. I need them.
Well.
Sunday night's going to be really big for me. Let's go, Cowboys.
I don't know.
All right, that's our no prize pick'em. If you are interested in participating, now Jason does get to come back next week if he wins. That's the only real reward here. But if he doesn't win, we'll be looking for somebody new. If you are interested in participating in the no prize pick'em, if you're available Fridays at 11 o'clock, let us know by sending a text message to 314-436-7900. Give us your name and somebody might reach out to you. Also, you can tweet at us at Chris Amy KMOX. All right, we're doing it on October 2nd, which is Thursday. Next week, it is the Chris and Amy show, along with Jerry Kelly, Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical, or Electrical and Plumbing, or as Robert Walsh, who is watching us on YouTube, likes to say, it is Jerry Kelly, Heating, Cooling, Electrical, Plumbing, Spay, and Neuter.
I don't think they've gotten there yet.
No, but it does seem, it's very niche. Like, you have to have a degree to be able to spay and neuter a pet.
I think you have to have a specific degree, not just any degree.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have to have, obviously, heating, cooling, electrical, plumbing is all specialty, too. You have to be trained for that kind of thing.
Sure.
But you have to be a veterinarian. They are not doing spay or neuter at Jerry Kelly.
Yet.
Yet. Yet.
You never know. They are... always adding services to serve you, the people of the St. Louis area.
Maybe one of their 100 acts of kindness will be to do free spay and neuter.
I feel like we might be committing them to something that they're not.
Yeah, we hate
quite
that.
Ready to do.
So let's talk to Jerry Kelly and see if they're interested, because we're always looking to expand their business.
But everything else they can do: heating, air conditioning, electrical, and plumbing.
Yeah, they're doing it. They're really great. All right, so
the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Well, if they all go wrong, imagine if your electrical, plumbing, heating, and air conditioning all goes out at once. You're screwed.
I mean, but you call Jerry Kelly, you're unscrewed.
That's correct. And they'll wear those footies. They'll cover their shoes with footies so they don't get your carpet dirty.
Real quick. Sorry. Matt Pajeski and I are going to be at the Alzheimer's Walk at St. Charles Community College tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. I think the walk starts at 9. We'll be there at 8. We're going to have donuts. We are going to be hanging out with Jerry Kelly. And I think they promised me a hat.
Oh, you get a hat.
Yep.
Wonderful.
So we're going to be there. Come say hi. Stop by the Jerry Kelly tent.
So Thursday, though, let's get this out of the way. Thursday, October 2nd, next week at Ronnie's Cinema, Chris and Amy's show and Jerry Kelly have put together this event, a screening of Soul on Fire, which is the John O'Leary movie. John, as you may know, motivational speaker. When he was 9 years old, had a pretty bad accident, burned over his entire body. And he has done really well as a speaker since then, motivating people, inspiring people. And this movie is about that story. So William H. Macy is in it. Our last four pack of tickets to give away, we're doing it right now. We need caller number five to 955-1120, 314-955-1120. Caller five wins that four pack. Ronnie's Cinema, October 2nd, Soul on Fire. Good luck.
Yeah.
It's the last set we have, Amy.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing everybody at the theater, Ronnie's Cinema.
How do you think Danon Hughes is going to feel when we talk to him in a moment?
You can't tell him.
And I tell him.
No, you can't. I thought about that. We're going to have to tactfully defer on answering the question.
Well,
because you didn't.
I don't think we should be dishonest with Danon Hughes, radio analyst, former receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, talk to us about the Chiefs-Ravens game, which is a huge game on Sunday. Of course, Odyssey St. Louis is the home of the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll talk to Danon when we come back on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunday, the Chiefs, the Ravens, Siteman Cancer Center game time, 3:25.
Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer.
Hear all the action from Arrowhead on 97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs are 1-2. The Baltimore Ravens are 1-2, and the two of them are playing Sunday afternoon, 3:25 is the kickoff, and usually we have the games here on 104.1 FM KMOX, Kansas City Chiefs games, unless Cardinals baseball is happening, and it is. The final game of the season for the Cardinals happens Sunday, so this game, Chiefs-Ravens, will be on our sister station, 97.1 FM. We are joined now by Danon Hughes, radio analyst. He'll be on that call, and he's also a former wide receiver for the Chiefs, and he joins us now on KMOX. Good morning, Danon. You ready for Sunday?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm glad that Amy's back. She's been slacking off, laying out in Colorado, I hear, on vacation, and like, she's gracing me with her presence today.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's how she
I'm
sees it, too.
I'm just excited about that. Mean, gosh, I feel really special today. Yeah. It's a special Friday.
Danon, you're welcome.
Yeah. See? Just like I told you.
I missed you. It almost ruined my vacation, Danon, that I missed talking to you. That was the only downside of being in Colorado.
Danon, Amy likes to use big words. You ever heard patronizing? You ever heard that one?
Yes, I have. I have. Yes, I have. Yes.
It's when you go to a restaurant, isn't it?
Yes. And you tip 20%.
Yep.
All right, Danon, both of these teams, this is, I don't think most people would have assumed that when the Ravens and Chiefs met up in week four, that they would both be 1-2. It's kind of crazy that they are, I think.
Yeah, this is definitely uncharted territory, not just for us, but for them and how we got to this point. I can say there's probably equal frustration on both sides and losing close games and how those games were lost. If there's an excuse to be made, I guess we have
We have the edge on that just because we're down our top two receivers for all three games and still figured out a way to squeak out one win while they have their, you know, big, mighty running back that has fumbled away two of their games. So with all that being said, I don't know if it's a must-win situation for either team, but it's definitely a necessary win situation for each team. Nobody wants to go 1-3 in the first quarter of the season.
Yeah, Danan, what kind of impact does that have on a locker room if you're 1-3 versus 2-2?
I think it depends. I think it depends on what's the gauntlet of teams that you have coming up. What's the state of the rest of your division? Because we all know the recipe for success, especially getting to the Super Bowl, is first winning your division, which we've done 9 straight times. So for us, maybe it's a little more pressing because you have a Chargers team that's 3-0 that has a relatively easy schedule coming up, and most people would say they should be 5-6, maybe even 7-0 before they face somebody that could give them their first loss. Denver's a team that's playing well, especially defensively, even though they figured out a way to lose last week against the Colts. And the Chargers have the tiebreaker against us so far. So, yeah, it depends. Now, conversely, the Baltimore Ravens, they're probably sitting a little bit better if they're 1-3 because of the nature of the Cincinnati Bengals, the Cleveland Browns, in that division, and there's still question marks with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, you know, as of now, if the Ravens lose this game, you can look maybe at the end of the season and probably still say the AFC North winner could be a 10-7 team. It might be just like that. It might only have one team that goes to the playoffs, and it might be the team that wins that division, while within our division, there might be 3 teams that make the playoffs. We've seen that happen before. So as far as pressing wins, I'd say for us, based on what the other teams are doing in our division, it's probably more pressing to get this W.
So I have always heard people say rule of thumb is that the first 4 weeks of the season, while the games count, as far as assessing what teams are, it's really, you kind of want to throw those out a bit, and that teams really start to settle in by week 5, 6, 7 from there. So kind of what they start doing from week 5 on is more true to who they are. Do you think that is that a real statement? Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. I think every team has identity issues until you get through the first quarter of the season. And I grew up in the NFL with Marty Schottenheimer, and it's kind of been the same kind of mantra for all coaches, is that you want to go game by game, but at the same time, you want to break the season into quarters. Now, obviously, mathematically, that was easier when we had 16 games. Now we have 17, but you still consider the first 4 games the quarter of the season. Okay, are you winning each quarter like in a game? And to go 1-3 definitely puts you behind the 8-ball. But at the same time, it is still early in the season. You're still trying to figure out who you are as a team, regardless of what you came into the season thinking. And this team right now, the identity is the defense. I mean, because of where we are right now at 1-2, we're 2 scores away from being 3-0. But the defense has been understated in regards to how they've been able to work and keep us in games and put us in position to win. You give up 9 points on the road against a Giants team that had put up 37 points the week before. And you were able to kind of cut down the damage against the defending Super Bowl champs at your home opener. Like, those are big accomplishments, and that might be the identity of this team. And let's remember, when our identity was strong defense, we won 2 straight Super Bowls. So it's not uncharacteristic to think that even with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, that we can have a defense-led team that can get us where we need to go.
Yeah, because if you do look at the Chiefs, understanding it's only been 3 games, but their points per game, yards per game, and yards per play are all the lowest that the team has produced since Mahomes' first season. Is that just because the sample size is small, or is that the new trend for this offense this year?
It might be the new trend. I mean, we just started getting turnovers. To think that they're putting up those numbers, and we just got our first two turnovers in this last game. We went the first two games of the season and didn't force a turnover on in either game. And had we done that, we might be sitting 3-0. So that's how small the margin is between wins and losses. But if you think back to early on, in even going back to Andy Reid's early tenure here with Alex Smith, what were we begging for? Defense. Defense, just help us out. Andy Reid's going to come up with formula offensively that's going to help us. Just defense, help us out. And then we started getting the defense. After Bob Sutton was let go and we brought in Steve Spagnuolo, the defense really picked up. And then with Patrick Mahomes, we just said, hey, just be a top 15. Just be in the top half of the NFL, and we will be where we need to be. And that's exactly what's been happening over the course of this stretch. So, yeah, it might be a small sample size because we've only played three games, but I think it's going to be par for the course for the rest of this season, is that the defense is going to have to step up. And if they are top 16 defense, God forbid they're a top 10 defense, watch out for every opponent that we face.
Well, speaking of turnovers, Baltimore has given up some late game turnovers this season, which could be a concern for them.
Yeah. And uncharacteristic. Derrick Henry has been a guy that has taken care of the football, although he has had a stretch. I want to say it was back in 2022, maybe 2023, where he had three straight games where he fumbled the ball. Now, in those situations, unlike now, he has put his team in a position to lose these games against the Lions this past week. And so I'm sure he's going to come out with something to grind, something, you know, some kind of extra edge, a chip on his shoulder, because he wants to prove that he hasn't lost it. And we have to kind of strike where he's weak. And going into a game, the game is so fast, the game is so physical, that you can't go in there thinking, I hope I don't fumble, or thinking about fumbling. Because guess what happens? You fumble, and that'll be a good thing for us.
Hey,
we just got something to prove in this game, and I'm sure they do too.
Danon, I am sorry to tell you this, but I don't want to lie to you. We did our no prize pick, and we do a pick 'em challenge every week, and we just pick winners of the games. And Amy made me pick Baltimore to win Sunday. And I went along with her because I'm a good teammate and I care about her. So I had to pick. I didn't want to. I said, no, Amy, it's got to be the Chiefs. The Chiefs are going to win Sunday. And she said, oh, no, you don't want to do that.
Here's why. Because
I just wanted you to know that.
Because when I was in town, I picked the Chiefs, and that's when they lost. So I felt like if I want them to win, I have to pick against them so that they win. It was really taking one for the team. It was sacrificial, really, when you think about it.
See, this is what's wrong with our society right now. We got people go on vacations, and they have too many mimosas and Bloody Marys, and then they come back and they make frivolous picks, and that's why we can't get nowhere. This is the epitome.
Look, I just want both teams to have fun.
No.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
Is that too much to ask?
It is, Ronch.
And there's going to be a big trophy and a little trophy given out right after the game. Okay. And Patrick Mahomes and Derrick Henry are going to meet at the middle of the field and sing Kumbaya. That's what it's all about.
That's right.
And how in the world does that jive with hitting them in the face?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, okay. Tell us.
Because against the Ravens this week at about 3:25 Central Time, we got to hit him in the mouth.
Yeah. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go, Danon.
You got my juices going now. I'm ready. This is going to be a boring Friday. Now I'm ready to go.
It's not never a boring Friday with Amy and me.
Oh, he called us frivolous
good
and
answer.
Boring.
Good answer. I was setting you up. I was setting you up just to see if you were going to finish that sentence off right, and you did it.
Yeah.
We're back as a community. We're back as a society. Let's go.
Let's
you
go.
Know what? Danon, I'm changing my pick.
Retroactively.
It's too late.
There
I can't.
You go.
It's already booked. I can't do it. Can't do it. Hey, it's too late now.
Just when I thought
I don't want to be
we were heading in the right direction.
I just don't want to be a cheater. I played the game already. I can't go back on it. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I mean, Danon, he's a Bears fan.
You're not trying. If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Hey, what do you? That's right. Hey, how's Caleb look to you?
Oh my gosh, the Bears fan.
Oh, Caleb Williams?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a Bears fan. Actually, he looked pretty good last week, didn't
he? Yeah, he sure did. Cowboys stink, but
got a W.
Yeah.
Well,
anytime you can beat the Cowboys, anybody that beats the Cowboys, I am a fan of. So I'm a fan of Caleb Williams this week. Who do the Bears have this week?
Oakland. Vegas. They play the Raiders same time as the Chiefs, Ravens.
Okay. So we want to cheer for the Bears again.
Yes.
To beat the Las Vegas Raiders.
That helps you out.
Yeah, I'll be a fan of Caleb Williams for 2 weeks in a row.
You know what? I'm gonna be a Chiefs fan then too on Sunday, just for you.
Don't try to clean it up now.
Yeah, it's too late. No one likes groveling, yeah. Ron.
I'm not groveling. I'm appeasing. I'm appeasing my friend Danon.
You are patronizing.
Whoa!
You're patronizing.
You know what that's called? A callback.
Yeah, this guy's
great
good.
Job.
There you go.
This guy Danon, is good.
Danon, you're the best. We love you, man. Have fun on the call. Enjoy the game on Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hit him in the mouth.
Hit him in the mouth. Go Chiefs.
See you, Danon.
All right, take care.
Former receiver Danon Hughes, also Chiefs radio analyst. You can hear the Chiefs and the Ravens. That's a really good game.
Yeah.
Don't look at the record. Those are two really good teams. They will be playing. We will have the game on our sister station, 97.1 FM. Of course, we are going to have the Cardinals game, the final Cardinals game of the season, Sunday afternoon on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, a look back at this week's Chris and Amy Show, Out of Context.
These lady tarantulas have it made.
Koala?
They had a koala bear? Oh my God, I love koala bears.
He was hella lost.
Inject it into my eyeballs. It's so good.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how many wieners. It was a lot of wieners they gave out.
I'll let you
feel
it.
Can I touch it?
Yes.
Amy, let me touch it. I'm not going to suck my teeth. I'm going to rip out all of the equipment in this studio. I'm going to rip all the microphones out. There will be no more KMOX. Hot and talented.
I'm too hot and talented for this place.
Well, I guess we have a lot to account for, do we?
Horrible people.
My God.
What kind of radio show is this?
I don't know, but as we wrap up on Fridays, we always do the week out of context where Matt Pajeski will play for us clips, and then we have to guess what we were talking about at the time. All right,
I don't care for this at all, to be honest.
I love it.
Quit saying them.
We got 4 hours to kill. What are we supposed to do?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my
all right,
gosh.
Ranji, I think you had a record for the amount of things that you said this week. I had to clip a lot from Chris Ranji, so we're going to start with you. Provide some context to this.
Oh. Inject it into my eyeballs. It's so good.
What are we injecting into Chris Ranji's eyeballs?
I remember saying it. I don't remember why.
Is it from moderate to severe psoriasis?
No, it is not.
No, it's not pumpkin spice latte, is it?
You're in the same vein. We're talking about fall colors and cooler temperatures.
Okay. Oh, is it like 60 degrees or something? Yeah, I was talking about 60 degrees.
And you wanted to inject that into your eyeball.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. The temperature.
That's
so
gross.
I kind of got it.
Toss me that little bell.
Oh, you want the bell? Here you go.
Here you go.
That was dangerous.
That was super dangerous.
It was super.
He threw a metal bell at this $60,000 electronic board.
Matt's got good hands, though.
Good,
all right. So I guess I get credit for that.
Yes,
not bad.
Amy, you're up next with this one. This one is a little bit of both of you guys, but I'm going to give it to Amy.
I'll let you
can I feel it. Can I touch it?
Yes.
Amy, let me touch it.
Yeah.
I know what that is, too.
I do, too. And I know what it is because I hate it. Because when you clip it, Matt, it makes it sound so much worse. It was
the whole point of this
Leland
segment.
Vittert's book.
Oh,
it
Leland
had a
Vittert's
very
book.
Velvety feel to it. It was very tactile.
And I felt it, and it felt exactly like a paperback book.
No, it didn't, though. It was
like
velvety.
Every other
it didn't.
Felt like a book.
Your fingertips are rough. I don't know.
Yeah. Calloused.
You said it was velvety, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Ron, you're up next with this.
I'm not going to suck my teeth. We're talking about old man noises.
Yeah.
Right.
And I know several old men who...
stop!
I do that.
I'll be glad when we're done talking about that, because I hate
too.
Hearing that.
Oh, you brought it up.
Yeah.
Amy, what did you mean by this?
Hot and talented.
I'm too hot and talented for this place.
This was yesterday.
Ranj said that there are people in St. Louis, because we're not a sexy city, wake up every day and look in the mirror and go, I am too hot and talented for this town.
That's right.
Well, I am moving to Los Angeles. That's what they say.
I'm too hot and talented.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
What am I doing here? I'm going to Scottsdale. Why am I here?
Hot singles in your area? Yeah, I know all of them. There's four.
Oh, and by the time we finish this sentence, they've been taken.
Oh, yeah. Ranji, defend this.
I don't know how many wieners. It was a lot of wieners they gave out. So the Wiener Circle,
yep.
Hot dog stand in Chicago, said if Caleb Williams throws for 4 touchdowns, they will give free hot dogs on Tuesday of this week, and they did. And I think it was a couple thousand hot dogs they gave away.
Wow.
Because Caleb threw for 4 touchdowns.
A lot of wieners.
His dog showed up. Caleb's dog went to it. They had lines around the building.
By himself?
No, his assistant, his personal assistant took the dog there. He was at practice. He didn't have time for that.
Yeah.
That's rude. Because he's getting ready for the Vegas Raiders.
Last one, and it's once again Chris Ranji threatening to destroy the place.
I'm going to rip out all of the equipment in this studio. I'm going to rip all the microphones out. There will be no more KMOX. I know what this is.
Yeah.
What?
I said if we get to October 1st and we have more of these 85-degree days, I'm going to lose it.
Yeah. I think he's going to lose it.
I'm going to lose it because it's going to be 85 and like 86 or something on Sunday. Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
That's it.
Terrible.
Wow.
All right. Well, we did great. Look at us.
This show, man.
It's something, isn't
it? This segment is a little bit of a flop sweat segment.
Congratulations to Kay in Belleville, who won the other 4-pack of tickets to see Soul on Fire with us, the Chris and Amy Show, Thursday, Ronnie Cinema, and Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing. So congrats to Kay. We'll see
you.
Kay there.
Yeah, we'll see you there.
Yeah, this was fun, I think. We'll
probably
do it again Monday, 9 o'clock?
Most likely.
Yeah, let's do Monday, 9 to noon.
Pending boss's approval.
Anything you missed? Oh, by the way, Monday, Tuesday, we are hearing that the Cardinals are going to have 2 separate press conferences. One for John Mozeliak, who is leaving, and one for Chaim Bloom, who is incoming. Once we nail down times, we will let you know. But we're going to have both of those press conferences Monday, Tuesday, right here on KMOX. All right?
Love it.
So, Monday, 9 o'clock. We'll see you then. Anything you missed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM, KMOX. Cardinals baseball coming up soon. Oh. Injected into my eyeballs. It's so good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.